And I know many of you might be sitting around twiddling your thumbs, wondering what you're going to be doing for the rest of the weekend. Well, Qingile at the very least is going to help you describe that feeling. Welcome to Everyday Plus at Qingile. How are you doing?
Not too bad, thanks. And you, Rufilwe?
It's always a pleasure to have you in our company. Isithukuthezi, please help our mature student Matthew Young understand exactly what that means.
Yeah, you'll know the feeling, Matt. Good morning. Mm-hmm. Anyway, morning.
I feel it when Matt speaks.
Word. Yes. The word is isithukuthezi.
Isithukuthezi.
Perfect.
Okay,
isithukuthezi. Okay, and you spell it isithukuthezi. Okay. isithukuthezi. And it means tedium, boredom.
Oh, you know, yes.
Matt, that thing, yeah, that thing we'd all forgotten about and thought our kids were making up. Yeah,
No, it's very real. It's real.
It's for real. I know it's only been a week, but I've washed and valeted the car twice, washed all my sneakers twice, down the garden twice, nearly poisoned my family with my cooking. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, what is there to do? You can't socialize. There's no football.
That's true. It's
no
a problem.
Rugby.
It's a problem.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm actively now trying to avoid all sports news and channels and stuff like that. I'm avoiding it completely. You know, I'm so bored. I even missed the school run, Matt. The pain of my existence.
Really?
Yeah, I missed the school run. I miss all my regulars, you know, on my school run. There's the Makwinya guy at the intersection up the road, fit guy. There's the homeless talk guy, you know, the ZTC cap. There's a persistent newspaper vendor who I always try. I don't make eye contact with that dude. He'll make me buy all the newspapers. There's the smartly, neatly, dressed, black suit guy on main road, you know, and all of that. I miss my regulars. And I hope they're safe and okay. So, tomorrow, Matt, I'm making yeast. I'm so bored.
Don't tell me you're making banana bread. I will not accept banana bread.
No, not the bread.
What is the banana
I'm not making the
he's
bread.
Making beer?
No. I'm making yeast. Yeah. No. Once I have the yeast, I can make anything. But I'm actually, learning to make yeast. Not the bread itself, but the actual yeast.
There's much better things to do with yeast than bread, I can tell you.
I know, but I've got to make the yeast. And, you know, it's isithukuthezi, Matt. You've got to learn new skills and stuff like that. Oh, and I'm trying to grow a beard.
To be fair, don't you just have to sit there? That kind of should happen by itself.
No. But I'm just saying, you know, you've got to come out of this thing with a new skill or new something, you know. You've got to kind of turn the isithukuthezi into a positive, you know.
Yeah, I'm turning it into what I'm going to call the unemployed look.
you still got a shower, Matt. You still got a shower.
Okay. Yeah, I got that. I have to come to the office, so there's certain things that have to pass down.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So that's the one. Isithukuthezi. You'll see the spelling on the tweet that we send out every Friday. Isithukuthezi on Everyday Xhosa. Thank you so much, Qingile, for letting us know what that is. We're going to try and avoid it as much as possible. But to your point there, Matt, I want to ask, and anyone who can help me explain, what is with the banana bread explosion? I feel like Qingile is going to have a burgeoning business of selling yeast because it's all off the shelves at this point. So he'll be the only guy making it at home, him and Bruce Hong. And then basically everybody seems to be putting it all into banana bread. What is with that? Is your partner making it, Matt?
No ways. I don't even eat banana bread. Okay. Also, remember, she's not allowed in the kitchen. So,
right.
she tried the other day. I'm still recovering, I think.
Very nice. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for helping us through with Everyday Xhosa.